No federal law protects doctors who perform abortions on patients traveling from anti-choice states. Senate Democrats like Nevada's Jackie Rosen have introduced legislation to fix that potential liability.
We believe that no doctor should ever be jailed for providing women with the reproductive and often life-saving care that they need.
In the weeks following the reversal of Roe v. Wade, Republican-controlled legislatures have worked to pass new laws to limit their state's residents' access to abortion care. In other cases, so-called trigger laws have come into effect following the Supreme Court decision. These policies include complete abortion bans, even in cases of rape, incest, or risk to the pregnant patient's life or health. The Let Doctors Provide Reproductive Health Care Act aims to protect doctors in pro-choice states from being tried on the basis of another state's policy. Washington Democrat Patty Murray said that an emblematic case is the Indiana doctor who is still being investigated for performing an abortion on a 10-year-old rape victim from Ohio.
Now, Republicans like to claim they don't believe in punishing doctors, but the threats, the intimidation, the laws that they are drafting all say otherwise.
States like Oklahoma, Florida, Alabama, and Texas have laws in effect variously barring abortion doctors from performing abortions on patients except in extreme conditions or very early in pregnancy. California Democrat Alex Padilla said that without proper protections, doctors in other pro-choice states may hesitate to offer crucial reproductive care.
Access to abortion should not be dictated by politicians and lawyers. Now, California and many other states across the country refuse to turn back the clock to an era where abortions were outlawed and dangerous.
California already has a new law to shield doctors from any out-of-state prosecution. I'm Emmett Levy for Pacifica Radio, KPFA.